is. Oh, 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 O'Reilly! You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning, and it's time to talk about a very special program, something that helps people each and every year. We have Stephanie Pickup from Carefree Homes here with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us here today.
I was so excited to talk with you, as always. And you're actually a ray of sunshine everywhere you go. And
you're so nice.
You could be the host of the show. You probably should be, because you're way more ready. You're way more of a morning person.
Well, let me know when you need some help. I'm happy to fill in.
And then we have Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford, who is also here as well to talk about this New Year, New Roof program.
Good morning, Tim. You know, honestly, like, Steph and I could do our own show together.
We could.
It would be so much fun.
It would be. We've been together for so long, over 10 years together. Working together?
I think we could make that show happen, actually. Although maybe it'd have to be a podcast, so we have the ability to edit it if necessary.
Yeah, that might be good.
Yeah. So this New Year, New Roof giveaway has been something that you have been doing for 10 years. Kind of give us an overview of how the program has been for this past decade.
Yeah, so every year, I'm from Carefree Homes, so we partner every year with GAF Roofing, which is North America's largest roofing manufacturer. And every year we give away a GAF Timberline HDZ roofing system. And how it worked was we had members of the community nominate a deserving homeowner, someone who was in need, had some sort of a struggle or difficulty, would nominate homeowners. From all the nominations, we as a team, so Tory, United Way of Greater New Bedford, United Way of Greater Fall River, Black Tie Cookies, our community partners would collaborate and choose 3 to 5 finalists, depending on how many nominations we had. And then from those finalists, the community actually voted online and they chose the winner every year of the roof. So it's been a great success and we're celebrating 10 years. So this year we have a little bit of a new spin on it by opening it up exclusively to nonprofit organizations for the 10-year anniversary so we can make a greater impact in our community.
So how will that work, opening up to the nonprofits?
So basically same, very similar process. Ideally, somebody from the nonprofit can nominate themselves, but someone else can nominate the nonprofit. We will ask them to create a 30 to 60 second video to sort of highlight their nonprofit's mission, what their work is, the impact in the community, the condition of their roof. And we want that to be shared on social so that we can not only, you know, highlight the need of, you know, the new roof, but we want to sort of really highlight the actual work of our local nonprofits. We have a lot. We have so many. I mean, Tori would know more about this than I do because she has so many connections to all the agencies in the area, but small, big, but we have a lot of really small nonprofits. And I know, like, you help out, you know, with your grants and things like that. Organizations that are, you know, they have really big hearts, but really small budgets. And so things like a roof on your building or a building that, you know, facilitates your operations, that's a huge expense that can take away from your mission. So we're really hoping to kind of cover that this year by opening it up to the nonprofits. So.
And Victoria, the United Way of Greater New Bedford, you're okay with your roof.
We're good. We rent our space. Yeah. We don't need a roof. But honestly, this makes such an impact for nonprofits. You know, we're always trying to balance that budget about, you know, making sure that we're serving as many people as possible. But of course, you have expenses like this, but we don't. But, you know, you always have those expenses that are looming. And so what tends to happen is people kind of kick the can on, okay, well, we need to provide more services because more people are in need right now. So our roof is going to take the hit. And yeah, we may have water buckets around the office. It's more important we're serving the people at the end of the day. So when Steph came to me with this idea, I was all over it. I thought it was wonderful. I think, you know, she had said early on when she talked to me about about this, that this is going to actually serve more people. You know, doing one family is wonderful, but this is really going to impact the whole community. And that's what I love so much about it.
And so many of these nonprofits, they're in older historic buildings. They're in and they're in places that, you know, they don't have the means to put into the repairs. And certainly everything starts with your roof. As you know, you're in the business. Right. I mean, without a solid roof, the rest of the dwelling doesn't make a difference. And so this is going to give them a chance to have, it's going to sound like a pun, but a solid roof over their head to be able to continue their mission. What are some of the kind of the requirements of what they would need in terms of their roof? Like what kind of issues might they be having that they could say, oh yes, that would make me qualified.
So for example, if it's leaking, that's a obviously major thing, but if you've got, you know, lifting and curling shingles, missing shingles that are blowing off, things like that, that maybe perhaps it's not leaking yet, but it's going to be leaking soon. Or if it's an old three tab roof, which is, you know, doesn't meet the current wind ratings, things like that, that it's showing signs of wear and tear, granule loss, things like that. It doesn't have to be actively leaking for it to be a high need, because there's a lot of old roofs that are still sort of hanging in there that don't leak, but definitely will be, they're nearing the end of their life. So basically sort of highlighting the condition of the roof. We want to kind of see if they have, we don't want anyone hurting themselves, but from the ground where you can safely get some photos or video of the condition of the roof is super, super helpful. But the only really other, that as far as roof goes, that's, we obviously want to see the need, but, and it just has to be a 501c3 nonprofit. So to make sure that they're on the up and up as far as that kind of stuff goes. But other than that, it's pretty much, as long as they're in our service area and it's a traditional architectural asphalt roof, they are eligible.
So, I mean, there's probably a lot of people that are thinking to themselves, oh, we've only been in this building 30 years, but you don't realize, like, that's a long time for a roof.
It goes by fast, and it's funny because, you know, we've been around going on 47 years coming up in next year, and so many of our customers are repeat customers, and so we service everything that we do. So it's so funny because they'll say, oh, we just had our roof done, you know, 5 years ago, and then you look it up, you're like, oh, actually, you're going on about 12. So it's just funny. Yeah, and it happens all the time because time does go by so fast. You're like, oh yeah, it was only a few years ago we replaced our roof and windows or whatever. So it does go fast. So we just encourage every nonprofit in the area, in our service area, to definitely take a look at their roof. And if it's something that you need, definitely nominate yourselves and get involved. We're happy to help if we can.
And I know that you want the nonprofits to nominate themselves, but also, you know, if you are somebody who utilizes these services and you're hearing this right now, talk to that organization and say, hey, you might not know, you might not be aware of this, but this might be something that you're qualified for.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how Tory, United Way of Greater New Bedford, United Way of Greater Fall River, they really help us spread the word because they have their hands in everything, which is, you know, why I love working with Tory and United Way, is that they're a one-stop give for us. So I know when I'm working with Tory that I'm hitting all areas of the community, which is tons and tons of different agencies and other nonprofits. So yeah, spread the word. If you are getting support from a local nonprofit or you're aware of a mission that you really are passionate about, please make sure you tell them that they qualify for this. So yeah, definitely spread the word. That's the biggest part.
Agreed. You know, so well, not to cut you off, Tim, but you know, we did a radio interview about a week or so ago, and when we left, we ran into a mutual friend of ours who runs a nonprofit in the area, and we were telling her about the program, and she instantly lit up, and she was like, "Oh, we need a new roof.
We need a roof." And we're like, "First nominee, all right."
She's like,
"Go.
We'll get something in once you send it out." I mean, it just shows like how important it is for these nonprofits, because so much of the time, you know, we're focused on the services, and we forget about those everyday needs of like having a stable roof to make sure like our employees are safe, making sure the people coming in are safe. But again, it's something that, you know, budgeting for something like that is really tough, and finding grants to help pay for that is even tougher. So, you know, having a program like this is so invaluable to our nonprofit partners.
I was going to say, you know, working with all these organizations that you do, they're probably, you know, the last thing they're thinking about is themselves and,
exactly,
and their own facilities because they realize like, okay, every dollar that we need to get for helping us is a dollar we're taking out of somebody else's assistance. So,
and when you put that in terms of like, you know, food. So like, I don't even know, Steph, like how much does a roof cost? Like on average, right?
On average between 8 to 10,000.
Right.
Yeah.
How much food is that for somebody? How many diapers is that for a new family? Like that is incredible for a nonprofit to be able to save that and then put those services in for people who need them.
But when you think about it too, you know, the average person listening to this, the average homeowner, somebody that's a two income family, they hear that and they say, well, I wouldn't want to have to spend $10,000 right now. But I could, if I had to, you know, I could find a way to replace my roof if I had to. But these organizations, a lot of them are, you know, basically just getting by to be able to keep continuing these services. And it's like, okay, this month, yes, we can keep the lights on and still do the same level of service that we do. So that $8,000 to $10,000 means a world of difference to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're here for. And that's why for the 10-year anniversary of this, the New Year, New Roof giveaway, we really wanted to make it special. And Tori and I can't believe it that we've been partnering this long. We were like, oh my gosh, it's been 10 years, but really trying to maximize the impact that we can, you know, help others in the community. So we're pretty excited about it.
And in that 10 years, the people that you have helped over time, I know that a lot of them have gone back and helped others too.
Oh, it's great. And I have a great relationship with all of my winners. We still text regularly and keep in touch. And it sounds so cliche, but you know, we build homes, we do remodeling, but we build relationships with people in our community. And that's what we're really good at, which is why, you know, we're approaching 50 years of business and half of it is, you know, repeat customers and referrals because we build connections and relationships with others in our community. So we have wonderful people. So like Bonnie's family comes to Hunger Heroes every year and they volunteer. So we have a lot of people that are, you know, reciprocating as far as, you know, they're giving, they're getting things, but they're also giving back, which is beautiful.
And I know that that's kind of the goal of the program. It's not just about putting a roof over somebody's head. It's about inspiring them to want to do something good and to give back in a way.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I mean, so many of these families that's what we're seeing is that they're like, well, what can I do for the next person? And that's what we love to see is inspiring that giving back and seeing it take a bigger impact. You know, that's why we love working with Steph and her team at Carefree so much. You know, they're a great company, but more so because they're so community based. They're so active in everything. Steph sits on who knows how many committees with us. She volunteers for our Wash and Read program. Anything we ask her to do, she jumps right in. Her family is the same way. The kids are the same way. You know, they're quick to say, how else can I help? And that's what we love working with companies like this so much, because they're inspiring others to do that work too. They're putting that speak like in action. And that's what we love to see.
And, you know, there's a lot of companies who will just write checks for things, and that's great. That's needed.
Agreed.
But when you have people that actually get out there and they see, you know, what's going on in the community and they're part of it, you know, it only inspires you to want to help more, because you realize like there's a lot of different ways that help can be given. And certainly putting a roof over these nonprofits will be a way to do that, because as you said, it doesn't just benefit one family. It's going to benefit every family that goes there. What are some of the kind of the reluctancies that you think some organizations might be thinking to themselves that they should kind of get out of their mind when they don't want to enter this? I'm sure number one is the first thing they're going to think of is there's somebody that needs that more,
you know,
than I do.
And it's funny because when we do this with individuals, it's the same thing. It's, you know, Steph, I know you had somebody that one year we had selected and they said, no, there is somebody else out there that needs this more. And I'm sure that's a lot of hesitation with nonprofits. I think also for some nonprofits and why we need, you know, listers and community members to nominate them is we only have so much time. You know, like I can tell you experience, like I'm doing multiple jobs. I'm wearing multiple hats at a time. And so sometimes sitting to focus to write something like this for a nomination isn't always something I'm going to have time for. So to have a community member come forward and help me and say, hey, I know you need this. What? Just give me the basics and I'll write it for you. That's so huge. But I think in this case, we're going to see that they're going to make the time for this because it is so important and impactful.
And it is, and it's a big deal. Like I said, everything kind of starts with your roof, so it can make all the difference in the world. And then if you take this off your plate, and if this is one less thing, again, it's going to sound like a pun, hanging over your head, then it's going to free up
just so
your.
There's so many of them.
What can you do? Eventually, we'll hit the ceiling, and we won't have any more. But that's the thing: is once you get that big stress out of the way, then you can start to focus on some of these other things. So, yeah, you might have as an organization a whole bunch of things that you need to do, but if this is the biggest one facing you, it's going to make tackling the rest of those challenges a lot easier.
Yeah, it's. I'm so excited. I'm really hoping to get some really great nominations, and I know of a couple already. Like I said, we bumped into our friend after that last interview, which we'll have to make sure we hit her up again to make sure she remembers. But, you know, please share your stories. Don't be afraid to submit everything. But I feel like this is a great opportunity for not only us to give a free roof, but to really highlight the beautiful work that a lot of our nonprofits do. And we have so many unique nonprofits in the area that do some really cool stuff. I'm fortunate that I'm able to work with a couple of them. You know, like Gnome Surf is one of them. And I know what it's like as a volunteer and kind of have been on the board of directors to know the struggle of money and trying to find the dollars and the manpower. It's an everyday struggle. So they've got really big hearts and really small budgets sometimes. So please come forward, nominate yourselves. If you know a nonprofit, nominate them. And we want to hear their stories.
And so kind of walk us through the nomination process. How can they submit and then where does it go from there?
Okay, so you can start by visiting carefreehomescompany.com. And then we have a landing page where you can, it's a very, very simple form. So it's basic things like the point of contact's name, telephone number. We do want a brief description of the nonprofit, their mission, condition of the roof. We will then follow up with them about, you know, making sure they're qualified. They do have to create a 30 to 60 second video. So if you're a nonprofit that doesn't have a lot of manpower, recruit your nearest teenager who's on TikTok, and I'm sure they'd be happy to help you with that. Those of us with kids and teenagers know that kids can whip up a video in seriously about 5 seconds. So definitely reach out to your younger volunteers if you can, or if you need to post an opportunity, go to volunteersouthcoast.org and post your organization's that you need some help creating a video. So create the video, you share that on social media, you tag us in it so we're able to share that. And then once we get all that nomination information, Tori's team, my team, we're going to choose 3 to 5 finalists from all the nominees. And then at that point, it's the community. They're the ones that are going to choose the winner. So they're going to see the videos. They're going to see the stories, research the missions of each organization. And then they're going to choose which organization deserves the roof.
And as you said, you know, it's the condition of the roof and how bad they need it, but it's also the mission that they have. And it's what they put into it. And I think that's going to... You're just going to absorb these great stories by osmosis because you're going to just hear about all the great work that's being done. And maybe that inspires some folks to go and join up and to go and help out and to volunteer and to take part. And so you're just going to grow that network in addition to putting a roof over somebody's head.
And I think what's going to happen is Steph is going to read all these stories, see all these videos, and then she's going to run out of free time because she's going to start volunteering with all of them to try and help with their missions.
Yeah, it is one of my favorite things to do. I enjoy volunteering. It's one of my, I don't know, my husband might say it's a character flaw because I'm always volunteering, but it really does bring joy to my heart. It's just one of those, I just have a servant's heart and it just brings me a lot of happiness to be able to help others. And so this, you know, being able to take our family business and carry our personal values of giving back and volunteering and kind of joining those two things together, I'm so blessed that we can do that as a family business here in the South Coast and in Rhode Island. But yeah, nominate those nonprofits. We need them.
But that's who you are as people. But it's also when that's your business philosophy too, it also changes kind of the way that you do business with people. And it makes people feel like, yeah, you're part of their family. They're part of your family. And so you do kind of have that connection to the customers as well as to the community. And that makes a difference because you're doing a job that, you know, it's very hard for a lot of people to trust people in that industry. So they know when they hear about Carefree Homes that that's a company that they can trust because they've heard from so many people about the good work that you do.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's, you know, I think I may have said this earlier, but over half of our business is repeat customers and referrals. We're a family contractor for like multi-generations of people. So it's awesome to have the parents, you know, they have us do work on their house and then their kids grow up and they become adults and they have us do work on their house. And we just, it's just great. It's beautiful. And we are very close to a lot of our customers that are repeat customers. And like I said, they're recommending us to their grandkids, to their kids. So it's really an honor because, I mean, your home is, it's very personal. It's one of your greatest investments. And so to be trusted to work on thousands and thousands of homes in the area, and not only to be trusted on them once, but twice, three times, and then to be recommended to their friends and family. I think, you know, it's a testament to the services we provide and then who we are as people in the community.
And then how many of them have you inspired to go and volunteer on things on their own too? So
Steph will pull a lot of people in. So, you know, we're getting ready for our Hunger Heroes, and Steph's team at Hunger Heroes grows a little bit every year because she's pulling so many folks in. She's out there advocating on behalf of us at United Way and other nonprofits that she's working with. And she's showing that she's got that community spirit. And, you know, if you know Steph, you know that it's contagious. And so she's inspiring others to do that work too.
Every time you pull up with your donation for Hunger Heroes, I'm like, why don't they just let you take the United Way truck?
I know,
right? You need help, right, with the driver? Have you seen the new truck, by the way? It's very beautiful.
Yes, we have a new truck. It's so nice.
And it'll be there on Saturday?
It'll be there Saturday.
Yes, beautiful.
Excellent.
Much needed.
So just in the few moments that we have here, just give us a little preview of Saturday and how people can help with that.
Yeah, so Saturday is coming up on our Hunger Heroes Food Drop with WBSM and Fund 107. We are collecting Thanksgiving food items for a traditional Thanksgiving meal, so stuffing, cranberry sauce, instant mashed potatoes, canned veggies, cornbread mix. And we're going to take all of that the following weekend and package 1,000 Thanksgiving meals during our 10th annual Hunger Heroes event. It's funny because I always joke, I'm like, I don't know what happened 10 years ago. We did everything 10 years ago. Everything this year, you know, we just completed our mobile market season, which was also the 10th mobile market season. This year, we're coming up on our 10th holiday wishes with Fund 107. So that year was big for us.
It was a big year. It was.
But Saturday, all we need you to do is we'll be outside Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. You know, we'll have volunteers there. Part of our team will be there. Part of the radio station's team will be there collecting food from 10 to noon. All you have to do is drive up. We'll grab it out of your car. You don't even have to do any work. The first 100 people coming are going to get a free, I think it's a chicken sandwich from McDonald's. So there's a little bit of an incentive there for you to get some lunch after you drop off some food for us. And that's all we're looking for, is this short list of items that will go into these meals that will impact so many families for the holidays. And if you're not able to go shopping before then, the beauty of being at Aldi is you can run right in and grab those items. They'll have everything right in the front of the store for us, which makes giving even easier. So we hope to see you Saturday. And if you're not able to join us, we do have an Amazon wish list you can order off of and send right to our office. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can even just make a donation and we will purchase additional food items that we need in bulk, which is nice. And you can do that by texting Hunger Heroes, all one word, to 26989.
And if you are going to Aldi and you need to get the items there and you don't bring a quarter to get the cart, come and see me because I'm going to bring some extra quarters so that you can make sure you get all those items. And I'll even come out and I'll push it out for you. You don't even have to worry about it. So, yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be great. And hopefully we are going to put a new roof soon on a well-deserving nonprofit organization and help a lot of people going down forward. So again, just remind everybody where to go to place those nominations.
Yeah, so go to Carefree Homes Company, all spelled out, .com. And nominations are open now through December 2nd. And then we will announce the finalists on December 9th. And then the online voting from the community will take place January 1st through the 8th. And then we always do a sweepstakes style surprise reveal.
I love the giveaway surprise.
Tori, if she can make it, she usually will join us. We've had some fun ones in the past.
I will not dress up as a blow up unicorn, though. We did that one year, and I won't do that.
That was because of COVID. So during COVID, we had to have masks and things like that. So we were trying to, you know, minimize contact. So I stuck a couple of my kids in inflatable unicorn.
It was so much fun.
And we went to St. Luke's Hospital. That was. And then your brother was
So my brother's an EMT, and he happened to be driving by, and he was like, "Are you out there with these people?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Anyway, yeah. So we like to do a fun little surprise reveal, and that should happen on or around January 10th. So please get involved, carefreehomescompany.com. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, 508-997-1111. I'm happy to walk people through it. Some people have technical problems. You actually can mail in a nomination to our office at 239 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. One of our winners was received in the mail, the nomination, on the last day nominations were eligible. And I can't remember which one it was. If it was Barry Youngblood, the veteran from Acushnet, I think it was. Nomination received in the mail. So if you have trouble with technology, you can write a letter and mail it in. And we're happy to consider that. So
there you go. All right. Well, thank you both for joining us. And thank you for all that you do in the community, both of you. And keep us up to date with everything that goes on with this. We can't wait to share the story of the winner.
Well, thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. So to make this a proper earworm, we're going to have to let the chorus play. Now that's going to be stuck in your head all day. The interns in here are like, I have no idea what that music is. I don't know what you're playing there. That's Hanson. They were like the hottest thing going for like a month back in, I don't know, 1996, I think it was. Fall of 96. That sounds about right. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We did get a nice app chat message during that last segment with Victoria and with Stephanie. Uncle Ken says, good morning, Tim. I just wanted to thank Stephanie and the whole Carefree team for everything they did for my brother-in-law, Neil Sullivan, before his passing. They are amazing. Also, very greatly appreciated. Thank you. So what I did is, because they left the studio and they went down to Fun 107. So what I did is I sent them that message in an email so that they'll get that. So thank you for sharing that with us. And of course, the app chat is open. If you want to send in a message, you can also call in 508-996-0500. There's a story that I wanted to share with you that kind of relates to somebody local. There's a story at WCVB.com. It says, woman targeted by a group of boys in parking lot of McDonald's in Woburn, Massachusetts. And this person who was targeted by these boys is Kerry Rodriguez, who is the former talk show host. I think she was on WSAR a while back, but has become known as a veteran political advocate and the founder and president of the National Parents Union. So she says, so I think a lot of, you know, local folks are familiar with Kerry. I know she's been on Barry's show in the past, but she's also, you know, made a really big name for herself as part of that National Parents Union. And so she was in the parking lot of McDonald's on Sunday night in Woburn, and she posted a video of the incident on TikTok, about the incident on TikTok. And she says, there are people of all different political backgrounds here, talking about Woburn, but we don't treat each other that way. And this is according to WCVB. She said she's not easily rattled, but was left stunned on Sunday night when she found herself in her car in a McDonald's parking lot surrounded by a group of hostile young men. I'm like, I'm a mom having a snack in a parking lot. And I was like, what is happening? She told WCVB. She said the group seemed enraged by her Harris bumper sticker and her short hairstyle. They were screaming at me, quote, you're an effing lesbian. She's a Kamala supporter. Trump 2024. And then I started hearing and it starts connecting and I'm like, are you serious right now? She said the kids blocking her in looked to be about 18 to 22 years in age. She says she didn't want to hit them, so she got out of the car. She says my mom instinct kind of clicked in. I opened the car door because I'm literally about to do the same thing I would do with my five rowdy boys in the house and just kind of say, like, cut it out. What are we doing here? Like, we're not going to behave like this. The Woburn Police Department told News Center 5 in a statement that, quote, the department takes situations such as this seriously and will fully investigate the matter. As part of the investigation, we are awaiting digital evidence from the establishment. And she said, all I really want the police to do is go over and have a conversation with the parents of these young men and say, this is not okay. This is not acceptable in our community. And, you know, she's quick to point out here that, you know, that this, they're looking at her Harris bumper sticker and her short haircut and they're commenting on that. But she's also, you know, kind of fairly pointing out that, and she kind of intimates this. And again, I don't know Kerry well, but I know a little bit. And I know she would never really want to disparage these kids unnecessarily. It sounds like what she's saying is they're just acting like knuckleheads. You know, as a mom of boys herself, she says, I know how kids can be. And it sounds like she thinks like that's what they're doing. But that also they need to learn the lesson that that's not an okay way to treat people. So you've got a situation where, you know, these kids were probably going to goof on somebody no matter what it was. And this was just what they picked on with her. But that also, you know, you don't want to make them feel like that's an okay thing to pick on somebody for. Well, you shouldn't know they should pick on anybody anyway. But I don't know about you. When I was a teenager, I didn't mouth off to adults. No matter what it was that they might, you know, I didn't think that I was in some sort of, you know, superior high ground that I could pick on an adult. I mean, I do it behind their backs? Oh, absolutely. I mean, I worked in a diner. I did impressions of every customer that came in the back for everybody that was where, and some of them were pretty good, if I do say so myself. But yes, I would totally mock everybody. But out front to their faces, I was very nice and respectful. And it wasn't that I didn't like them, just they were characters. Some of them I didn't like. Some of them were not characters. They were outright jerks, is the nicest thing I can say on the air. But I would never feel emboldened enough to walk up to somebody and just start mouthing off to them. Even if I was with a group of people. So I don't know why that is something that these kids felt was acceptable and appropriate. And again, it doesn't have to be about her political affiliations or her haircut or any of that. Just in general. Like, who just feels like they can walk up to a stranger and start mouthing off to them? I've been pushed to that in public before, where I've, you know, made a comment to somebody, but I got agitated into doing it. It wasn't like it was my MO to just walk up to somebody and be like, ah, and start laying into them. Also, I don't know. It's entirely possible that maybe they had been drinking. Maybe they were high. They went to McDonald's to get a snack. And one of them started saying something. The other one thought it was funny, and they all just got into it too. But they still need to know, you know, that's not okay. And unfortunately, right now, what we're seeing on social media is a shift toward people thinking that that kind of thing is okay. You know, the people posting stupid things like your body, my choice. And it is happening. I'm seeing those tweets. I'm seeing those posts. And then I'm seeing people get absolutely roasted for posting it. But it is happening. And don't ruin what you think is a political victory for your ideology. Don't ruin that by debasing it into an excuse to treat other people like garbage, to treat other people like they're not human beings. Especially if you think that that's what the other side thinks about you already. Why would you verify that? Why would you make that? Why would you give them truth to that? So I don't know. I'm going to guess that this was just these guys are being stupid, but she's right. They do have to know that it's not the way that you treat people in your community. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also, I got an app chat message about the return of the ground round. Joey says, I hope they bring back kids pay what they weigh. I don't think that will happen in 2024. I think maybe they would do it like, you know, one time as like a gimmick for nostalgia's sake. But I think that the restaurant would go out of business. Because I know what food costs are. And I'm going to guess that you probably couldn't get away with selling too many kids meals at 75 cents. You know, it's a little bit different with the 99 where, you know, they can do kids eat free on, you know, if the Red Sox win and those kind of giveaways that they do, because that's a chain. But I think it would be hard for one single ground round to take that kind of hit. But also, you know, it would also be a great way to announce your comeback and to get people interested in coming back to the ground round. I can't even remember what I got at ground round. I know that I liked burgers from there. But that's all that I can think of, is I'm trying to think of what their menu was. Obviously, I remember the popcorn. And I remember the movies. I don't know if they all had the movies, but it was that projector and the big screen, and it'd be running. I still remember the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's the conductor of the symphony. That seemed to be on every time. Or was it Elmer Fudd that was the conductor? Anyway, but that seemed to have been on every time we went. Little Rascal shorts, you know, Our Gang shorts. I remember those being shown. That's, I think Ground Round is where I first saw Laurel and Hardy. You know, and the reason why they would show these things is because they were all in the public domain. So they didn't need to have they didn't have to pay licensing to show those cartoons. And in fact, I had a great collection over the years of public domain stuff like that because I wanted to bring back some of that. When I worked at the Dino, I talked about doing a night where we had a screen set up at the end of the diner and we had a projector going and people could watch the movies while they were eating. And the boss said, then people are just going to come in and watch movies and not leave. It's like, it's kind of a good point. But I can't remember anything else about the 99 Ground Round except for that. The popcorn, the movies, and I think I liked burgers there. I want to say they had a French dip that I would get. But I could be wrong. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. She sat right down on the sofa and said, where have you been? I've been waiting for you. 'Cause last night I had something so good. These days get so long and I got nothing to do. I've been hanging around. Now, I never really loved Counting Crows, but man, do I love that song. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. Earlier when you speak, when a woman called in about that situation about a phone number in McDonald's, it was kind of ironic. My sister and brother-in-law have been working for that.
I was going to say, because you were the one that was calling at 2 in the morning? No.
But now, and the same thing is actually with WBSM, with your number. A few times in the past, I would call 990-6500, the same gentleman. Once I called on a new phone and once I called on a friend's phone. So that poor guy gets that call a lot.
I feel bad for him. Judging some of the calls that I get, I can imagine if they're calling him instead. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so you start your week out right with two beautiful women you're flirting to and promoting a good cause. Man, you got some strikes already this week.
Whatever we can do to help. You know, speaking
I'll definitely
of
be there as I've done a few times. That's a great program, great organization. I moved back here in February 1991, and by Hurricane Bob, right after Hurricane Bob, I get involved. So I've been involved with this local United Way for a lot of years through different programs and that they affiliate to or them directly, and it's always a pleasure.
Well,
have a good day and stay out of your own way.
You as well. Take care. You know, you made me think of when I moved to my second place in Wareham that I lived in on my own. Actually, no, I think I had the same number. Yeah, I did. So from the time that I moved out on my own, I got a phone number that was one number off from the Wareham Police Department. So the first three numbers were the same, you know, 508-295, and then it was 121. And I'm not going to say what the other number is because I don't want anybody dialing whoever it is now thinking it's me. It's not. I haven't had a landline phone in a long time. Probably 15 years. But I was one number off from the police line of 1212. And I would get phone calls all the time from people that were trying to dial the police department. I'm like, nope, that's 1212. You dialed this. And it would happen quite a bit. So then finally we just stopped answering that phone and letting the voicemail pick it up. And then still people would leave messages like, oh yeah, we're going to look to a port. There's a, like, no, it's not me. You got the wrong number. I got to take one more break before the end of this hour. If you want to squeeze in an app chat message or a phone call, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. All right. Well, before I go, I mentioned this morning the article I have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. In case you're a weirdo that wants to get some of those wicked dolls that have the adult website listed on the box, that they had those at Kohl's as of yesterday in Dartmouth. They put a sticker over it and a little black Sharpie, but as the woman who bought those dolls yesterday told us, just peel the sticker off, put a little alcohol on a Q-tip, and you can wipe that Sharpie right off, and then there you go. You have the recalled, banned, whatever you want to call them, wicked dolls with the porn site listed on the back. It'll probably be worth something someday, at least what you paid for it. And also, I have another article up there for you to check out. After years of wanting to do it, and I don't know what I was thinking, I finally tried an Arby's. And let me tell you, you're not missing anything. The fact that there isn't one around here is a blessing, not a curse. All right? It's not what you think it would be. Maybe I just caught a bad one, but it was nothing great. Let's take a quick call here. Hi, I got about a minute. What's on your mind? All right. Well, that was pretty fast. So the Arby's was not great, and I don't think I'm going to be going back to one anytime soon. But I was getting a lot of responses on social media, on my Facebook page, from people who said, well, I have them near me, and I love them, or they always had great food when I went to them. I don't know. Maybe I caught them on a bad night, but that was it for me. Caller, I got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind? Okay, cool. I think they're just having some phone problems. All right, well, I'm going to be giving away to Chris McCarthy with South Coast Now. So he will have you for the next 3 hours, and he will take more of your phone calls at 508-996-0500. He'll also, of course, have great conversations, great things to talk about, but it'll probably be not about roast beef and not about dolls with porn websites on it. So those of you who prefer more local...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.